The makers of that good Weber's bread present your all-star Western theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under the Western.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yippee-ay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Big Chief running waters, running wild. Sitting Bull ain't sitting, he is riled. Curly Joe ain't curly anymore. They hung his scalp upon their wigwam door.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 yip away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yippee-ay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are hiding everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Bill is little William now, since he left that Cherokee powwow. Indian maids have made the toughest man, the weakest and the meekest in the land.
Cowboys and Indians, yip, 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 away. Scalping, shooting, yelping, yippee-ay. Arrows flying through the air, bullets buzzing here and there. Folks are heading everywhere from cowboys and Indians.
Well, howdy, folks. Swing into the saddle and ride along with us down the Melody Trail. This is Boy Willing saying hello for the Riders of the Purple Sage and asking you to join us for music, a story, and a little bit of the real West. Right now, we want to sing a song that made a big reputation for itself all over the country. But it's a nice waltz that sounds like the folk songs that we like so well out West. We'd like to bring you our version of You Can't Be True.
I hear the boys sing a good old Western tune, I realize there are three main things we want from music. Harmony, rhythm, and easy listening. And I'll bet if we took a survey with you homemakers, we undoubtedly would find the three things you want most in bread are soft freshness, good flavor, wholesome nourishment. That's right. And if you buy Weber's bread, you'll always get those three important things. You see, in Weber's bread are selected high-quality ingredients, especially blended for extra rich flavor. And Weber's bread is baked for that extra soft freshness. Moreover, Weber's white bread is packed with wholesome nourishment because it's enriched with essential vitamins and minerals natural to whole wheat. So to be sure of soft freshness, good taste, and wholesome nourishment from bread, be sure you buy Weber's bread. Look for it at your grocery store. You'll see it in its gay blue and white gingham wrapper. Try a loaf of good Weber's bread soon.
Among the songs of the West and its people, there's one about a happy-go-lucky cowboy that's always a favorite. Here are the Riders of the Purple Sage in a tune about that rootin', tootin', hootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on the horse that is syncopated, gated, and in such a funny meter to the roaring his repeater how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only thing to guide you is an evening star. Roughest, toughest man before is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got his name and singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say, sing the herd to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Cowboy!
Ragtime Cowboy Joe! Boy, where did you ever find a song with a title this long?
Now, wait a minute. Don't make fun of this one, Terry. It's a real nice song.
Oh, I'm not making fun of it. It looks like a nice, sentimental ballad.
Well, that's a good word for it. Some of the younger listeners might say it's on the corny side. And a lot of listeners will think it's a nice, sweet love song. But I sort of think they'll all like it.
Well, I'll just take a deep breath, read all the title, then you and the boys can go ahead and sing it for the folks.
Okay, we're ready.
So am I. Here we go with I'm Sending You a Big Bouquet of Roses.
Broke my heart, and as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving. Now there's nothing left to do. I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. Say goodbye. face each new tomorrow. With a broken heart you talk to cry. I know that I should hate you after all you put me through. But how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Well, it's time now for our story of the West. Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage with their guests bring you another picture of the people, the places, and the happenings that make this sunset land of ours such a wonderful place. This time, it's the story of the Widow of Rainbow Valley. Maybe the days of the pioneers are over in the West, and maybe they're not. We've met a lot of homesteaders and cattle ranchers and prospectors in our travels around this Western land who could step right into the pages of a Zane Grey novel or a Cisco Kid adventure book and feel right at home. Somehow, easy living and the rugged wastelands just don't seem to go together. Modern civilization has touched the West, but touched it lightly. And through most of the rangeland, you'll still find pioneers, both men and women, making a home, battling hardships, and building a world the way they want it, unafraid. If we didn't find so much courage among our Western people, we wouldn't think as much of them as we do. We'd like to introduce you to one of the hardiest and most wonderful of our Western pioneers, the Widow of Rainbow Valley.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
There's a little ranch in Rainbow Valley that everyone says the good Lord smiles on. It has the greenest grass and the bluest water and the fattest cattle and the prettiest owner. That would be the Widow Barton, queen of the B-Bar-B. And this would be Foy Willing and Al Slowey riding in to pay a call on the lovely lady.
Mary Barton sure has herself a pretty place here, hasn't she, Foy?
Yeah. It's a little place, but it sure is nice.
Well, it's big enough for her. She runs this place all by herself since Tom died, you know.
That's a big job for a little gal. She's got a few riders working for her, but that's not like having Tom around to look after things.
Oh, he sure was a swell guy. Well, there's Mary over there. Let's ride over and give her a hand with that stock, huh?
Okay. Come on, boy.
Come on, get
boy.
Out of here. Come on, let's go ahead. She's herding them in the corral, boy.
There's one on the loose. Let's get him. Come on, boy. Come on.
Yahoo! Get over there. Get over there. Come
get
on
back here, Mary.
That's got him. That's got him. Easy, boy.
Easy. Hi.
Oh, oh, oh boy. Oh,
oh. Hiya, Mary.
Hello, boy. Thanks for the help.
Got them all in?
That's the last of them.
Okay, I'll get the gate.
Gee, it's nice of you to come out for a visit. Come on up to the house.
You're sure there's no more work to be done out here?
Oh, there's always work around a ranch, but let it go. Hi, Al.
Well, hello, Mary. Sure nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. Come on up, and we'll make a pot of coffee.
Oh, that sounds right nice. Get around there, boy. Let's go.
Come on, boy. Let's go.
It's nice to have men folks around again. The cowboys are swell to me, but I always have to remember I'm the boss.
Say, Mary, how's little Tommy?
Oh, just fine, boy. He's 5 years old and has his own horse. Charlie made a little saddle for him, and he's the proudest buckaroo west of the Rockies.
Well, isn't it a pretty big job running the ranch and raising a family, too?
Too big sometimes, but I'll make it all right. I have to.
Well, looks to me like you're doing a wonderful job, Mary.
I hope so. Only sometimes it seems that... Oh, I don't want to bother you with my troubles. Here's the house. Let's go in.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to bother you with my troubles. Here's the house. Let's go in.
Okay.
Whoa there.
Easy, boy.
Too bad Tommy isn't here, Foy. He's visiting his grandmother.
Well, we're going to be around for a week or so. I'll get to see him.
I apologize for the looks of the house.
Oh, never saw a woman who didn't. Looks swell to me, though.
I don't have time enough these days to keep house the way I used to.
You work too darn hard, Mary. You ought to hire a good foreman to look after the ranch while you keep house for little Tommy.
That would take quite a bit of money, Foy, and... The Barbie B hasn't made me rich yet. I'll put the coffee on. Just relax a minute.
All right, Mary.
Yeah, that sounded a little funny to me, Foy. I always thought this place made big money.
Well, Tom used to spend thousands of dollars for breeding stock at cattle sales. But maybe Mary's having a little trouble. We'll see if maybe we can help her out.
Well, I'd be a little careful. That gal is mighty proud and independent.
Coffee's on. It'll just take a few minutes. sit down and tell me all about Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood's the same old town. Say, I thought you were going to get away from the ranch and come and visit the movie city.
I'd love to, Foy. I'm just like women all over the country. I'd like to meet some of the movie stars and see all the new clothes and visit some of the nightclubs.
Well, why don't you? We'd sure show you the town.
Yeah, and show the town you. Why, you're prettier than a lot of the movie stars.
Yeah?
It sounds wonderful, but I can't do it. I've got to stay here until the B-Bar-Bee is what Tom planned it to be.
Well, it looks like a mighty prosperous ranch now, Mary.
It's coming along. But when Tom and I started it, we decided we'd have the best breeding ranch in the West. That means thousands of dollars invested in pedigreed stock and a long breeding program until the strain of the cattle gets to be well known. It's not like raising a beef crop every year. It'll still be a few years before the ranch starts paying off its investment.
I wondered about that. I don't want to seem nosy, but if you need a little cash to tide you over, I could get plenty of people to invest in a place like this.
That's nice of you, but I won't borrow. Tom never would, except to buy new stock. He'd never mortgage any part of the ranch and take a chance on losing it. This place meant too much to him, and it means too much to me.
Oh, to heck with a mortgage, Mary. If you need a little help, well, let us do something for you as a friend.
No, Foy. I'm a little proud, too, like Tom. It's awfully nice of you, but I'll make it all right. Oh, Foy!
Oh, Mary, you're starting to cry.
Oh, now, look. You've got troubles, huh?
Oh, no. I'm all right. I won't cry much.
Well, you go right ahead if you want to.
No. But it's been 2 years since Tom was here to watch me cry, and I can't burst into tears in front of the cowhands or Tommy. I just had to let go a little, so I picked on my friends. I'm all right now.
Now, look, Mary, you admit we're your friends. How about telling us what the trouble is, huh?
Oh, just ranch trouble. I want to use the hill pastures and run more cattle. But I have to feed in the winter if I do that. That means cultivating hay and a new barn and farm machinery and, oh, so many things. If I still had Tom, he'd figure something.
Well, by golly, we'll figure something, too. First of all, how about our investing something in the ranch and you can pay us back later?
Nope. I told you, I'm proud.
I know. We'll get you on a big radio quiz program and win a whole flock of prizes. How's that?
Now, that's a silly suggestion.
Huh?
Why don't you think of something practical, Al?
Well, no, that's a great idea.
Ah.
Mary needs stuff, and, well, they give away all kinds of things on those shows.
I've heard them. Mink coats and airplanes and electric dishwashers and diamond rings.
Yeah.
What I need is a new tractor and a pickup baler and a hammer mill and 50 gallons of paint for the barns and 5 miles of barbed wire and some concrete pipe.
Oh.
You can't pasture cattle in a mink coat. Uh-oh, the coffee will boil over. I'll be back in a minute.
Doggone it, Foy. We gotta do something for that gal.
You're right, Al. And I think we can. We'll go back to Hollywood and talk to some people. Then we'll come back here and put on a real show.
Yeah.
Back that generator truck in here and make it fast. Well, we're all tested and ready to go. Al?
Yeah?
Where the heck's Foy and Mrs. Barton? We're all set.
I'll keep your shirt on, Mike. They're just coming in now.
Well, we better hurry. Our cue's coming up any minute. Did you check that line again?
Yeah, everything's clear.
Well, here's Foy and Mary now.
Okay. Turn on that amplifier and warm it up. I'll get Mrs. Barton set.
Okay. What in the world is all this?
Well, it's a radio program, Mary. And you're going to be the guest of honor.
Here? From the ranch? But that's impossible.
Oh, not at all.
But how? Why? What is all this? I'm so surprised I can't talk.
Well, did you ever hear the Take It and Like It program?
Yes.
Mary, this is it. Part of the show comes from Hollywood, and there's always a remote control pickup somewhere in the country for the guest of honor.
You mean they're broadcasting from here?
That's right. The network sends out announcers and engineers and all this equipment.
But, Foy, how did they know about me? You told them.
No, I didn't say anything.
Well, you see, Mary, people write into the program about their neighbors and friends, and the best letter of the week decides who the guest of honor is.
But who would write a letter about me?
Right in here, Mary.
Well, hurry, Foy. They're already reading the letter. We're on just a minute.
Mike, meet Mrs. Mary Barton, Mike Barnes.
How'd you do?
I'm glad to know you. I've heard you so often on the air.
Oh, thanks. I was afraid you'd be late. Now, when we start, just answer my questions. We're almost on. Turn it up, Fred.
For her pioneering spirit, for her devotion to her family and to the ideal which she and her husband established,
we salute a great lady of the West, our guest of honor for today, Mrs. Tom Barton of the B-Bar B Ranch. And now, we take you from Hollywood to our portable broadcasting setup at the B-Bar B and your roving reporter, Mike Barnes. Go ahead, Mike.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Mike Barnes standing in the living room of the B-Bar B Ranch and all set to present the big bunch of prizes that go to our guest of honor for today. The letter you just heard, signed by Foy Willing and the writers of the Purple Sage, tells you why she was chosen, and we wish you could all see what a lovely person she is. Mrs. Barnes, say hello to all our listeners.
Hello. This is such a surprise, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, you shouldn't be. Tell us how long you've lived on the ranch.
7 years. My husband and I started it, and I'm trying to keep it going like he wanted it.
Oh, that's grand. Tell us about your family.
There's just little Tommy and myself. He's 5.
And a wonderful boy, I'll bet.
That's right. He's going to be a cowboy, he says.
Well, Mrs. Barton, we haven't much time, and I know everybody wants to hear about those prizes you've won. They're in the trucks outside there, and you can see them right after we're off the air.
I've heard about your prizes. Mink coats, airplanes, diamonds.
Oh, yes, we give away bigger and better prizes than any show. We have something different for you.
Really, I don't deserve anything much.
First of all, how would you like a 90-horsepower diesel tractor?
Oh, no. No. Well, that's wonderful, but just what I want.
Oh, that's not all. We have a brand new hammer mill.
Oh.
And a pickup baler.
Oh.
And 50 gallons of barn paint. And 5 miles of barbed wire.
Oh.
And 5,000 feet of 18-inch concrete pipe.
Oh.
No, Mrs. Barton, let's not cry about it.
I'm crying because I'm so happy.
Well, please, Mrs. Barton.
That's the most wonderful present a woman ever had.
Oh, Mrs. Barton, please.
You and the boys are angels.
Oh, well, heck, Mary, all we did was write the letter.
Well, doggone it, folks, this is the first time in my radio career I couldn't think of something to say. Thank you, Mrs. Barton, and take it away, Hollywood.
You know, folks, there's an old saying that you can't please everybody all the time. But there are exceptions to every rule, and I think Weber's bread does please everybody most all the time. And it's easy to know why. Because Weber's is always soft, always fresh, always good. Why, it couldn't help but be, because it's baked from the finest ingredients money can buy. Scientifically blended to produce a loaf extra rich in flavor and extra soft in texture. Well, there's every reason in the world why Weber's bread will please your folks' taste, too. So, if you aren't already a steady user of Weber's bread, do yourself a favor, and buy a loaf next time you're shopping. Why, we'd be happy if you'd compare Weber's bread to any bread on the market. Compare it for flavor, freshness, softness, anything you want. Because if you compare it, you'll prove to yourself Weber's bread is good bread. Look for it at your store. You'll see it in its blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Remember, that's Weber's. Good Weber's bread.
A beautiful Western song holds the closing spotlight on our All-Star Western Theater as Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage sing of the dreams of a wanderer, a home, the loved one who's waiting, and the peace and comfort to be found when he reaches the rainbow's end.
Traveling alone on my way to the rainbow's end. They say there are treasures of silver and gold that's buried down by the rainbow's end. But the treasures I'll find will bring me peace of mind when I come to the rainbow's end.
For someone has waited there all alone, so I will know at the rainbow's end how it feels to be pressed to an angel's breast when we meet at the rainbow's end. Drifting along, singing a song under a western.
Well, it's time to call it a day for this time, but we'll be riding down the same trail next week at the same time. And we hope that you can ride along with us. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the riders of the Purple Sage. Nancy Shields and Michael Martin helped us tell our story. And our musical arrangements are made by Jerry Vaughn. Thanks to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. And a happy week to each and every one of you until we get together again.
And friends, you're invited to join us again next week when the bakers of that good Weber's bread bring you another All-Star Western Theater program. And if you'd like to see one of our shows here in Don Lee's beautiful new studios, write to Ticket Department, Mutual Broadcasting System, Hollywood 28. Your request will be filled promptly. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, Los Angeles.